Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. Hey, hope you're having a great weekend. It's Saturday, August 8th. I'm currently camping right now in the Redwoods, and I'm trying to do a technology cleanse, or a purge, I guess. But I made sure to record this episode right before we left so that you would still hear my voice and I could keep up the streak. Today I'm going to talk about mail. Every time I check my mail, and I'm not exaggerating here, I stand next to the recycling bin and sort through the stack right there because about 90% of it is going straight into the trash. Do you ever receive those credit card offers from like JPMorgan Chase or something? They have these elaborate, glossy mailers, and they clearly cost real money to produce, so I feel bad throwing it away, but this promotional stuff from companies, I just have never interacted with it. I just hate it, actually. Catalogs I didn't sign up for, and every now and then, there's a bill that I wish I could just get paperless, but it still somehow shows up. And maybe once a month, there's something that I actually need. But everything else? Well, it goes straight into the bin without me opening it. I've always assumed that junk mail was a dying relic that would eventually disappear as everything moves digital. Do you ever think that? Well, it turns out it's the opposite. Junk mail is the single biggest thing keeping the entire US Postal Service alive. And if it went away tomorrow, the mail system that most Americans depend on would collapse. Okay, let's get into it. The US Postal Service delivered about 108 billion pieces of mail in fiscal year 2025. Ready to get annoyed? More than half of that, 56.8 billion pieces, was just marketing mail, which is the polite term for what you and I call junk mail. It's those credit card offers I talked about, the catalogs, the current resident flyers from the pizza place down the street. All of that generated $15.7 billion in revenue for UPS last year. The average American household receives roughly 454 pieces of marketing mail per year, which works out to about 9 per week, landing in your mailbox whether or not you want them to. Meanwhile, the kind of mail that most people think of as real mail, which include letters, bills, personal correspondence, first-class mail, well, all of that has actually been in freefall. First-class mail volume dropped 50% between 2008 and 2023, from 92 billion pieces down to 46 billion. I mean, it makes sense to me. Email, online bill pay, and digital communication replaced pretty much everything that used to require a stamp. The mail that people actually want to receive is disappearing. The mail that people throw away without opening it is growing as the share of the total. And the USPS depends on both to fund an operation that delivers to over 160 million addresses every 6 days. Here's the part that surprised me. USPS hasn't relied on taxpayer funding for its operations since the early 1980s. Yes, I absolutely hate junk mail. But without marketing mail revenue, the math for USPS just doesn't work. So thank you, I guess. So like I said, I throw them away. But does everybody? Well, I used to think that companies that send junk mail were just wasting money on an outdated strategy that nobody responds to. But the data says otherwise, and the numbers aren't even close. Direct mail has a response rate between 5 and 15%, depending on the type of list and the quality of the targeting, with mail sent to existing customers performing significantly better than mail sent to cold prospects. Email marketing, by comparison, has an average response rate of... Any guesses? It's around 1%. Direct mail has a higher response rate than email, social media, and paid search, which is actually counterintuitive in 2026, but it kind of makes sense when you think about why. Your email inbox is flooded with hundreds of promotional messages that are easy to ignore, delete, or just filter out. A physical piece of mail occupies space. You have to touch it, you have to look at it, and you then have to make a decision about it, even if that decision is to throw it away. The physical interaction creates more engagement than a subject line that you just scroll past on your phone. The JPMorgan Chase credit card mailers that I throw away without opening cost the company somewhere between $1 and $3 per piece, depending on how elaborate they are. But even if Chase sends a million mailers and let's say 5% respond, that's 50,000 new credit card accounts. Each of these generates interchange fees, interest revenue, and annual fees that dwarf the cost of the mailing campaign. The 95% of us who threw them away or continue to throw them away are budgeted costs of doing business. They're not really a failure of the strategy. Actually, I don't even think they're sending those mailers hoping that everyone responds. They're sending them knowing that most people won't, but because the small percentage who do, well, they're just going to make the whole operation profitable. Actually, about half of all marketing mail gets thrown away without being opened, which means roughly 3.8 million tons of junk mail end up in landfills every year. That's the environmental cost of marketing channel that refuses to die because it works better than the digital alternatives, and the waste is baked into the business model. The mailer that reaches 454 households knowing that 227 will throw them away is still worth sending because of the 20 or 30 who respond. Other than the revenue, there's another reason that USPS can't just drop the junk mail and focus on packages. It's called the Universal Service Obligation. USPS is legally required to deliver mail to every address in the United States 6 days a week at uniform prices, regardless of how remote or expensive that delivery is. A stamp costs the same whether you're mailing a letter from Manhattan to Brooklyn or from Anchorage, Alaska to a cabin 200 miles from the nearest paved road. That uniformity is the deal that the Postal Service made with the country, and it's the reason that FedEx and UPS aren't substitutes for USPS, even though they deliver packages faster. FedEx and UPS are private companies that choose where to operate based on profitability. They concentrate on urban and suburban routes where the volume justifies the cost and charge premium rates for rural deliveries, assuming that they even serve those areas at all. Both FedEx and UPS regularly hand off rural last-mile deliveries to USPS because it's actually cheaper for them to let the Postal Service cover the most unprofitable routes rather than drive their own trucks all the way out there. You might order something that ships FedEx, and then it gets delivered by a USPS carrier. That's because FedEx doesn't want to drive the last 30 miles to your house. USPS serves roughly 40 million rural delivery points that private carriers either won't serve or won't serve at comparable prices. If marketing mail revenue disappeared and USPS couldn't sustain its current operation, well, then those 40 million addresses wouldn't simply shift to FedEx or UPS. They'd either pay significantly more for delivery, or they'd lose reliable mail service entirely. The junk mail that you and I throw away without looking at what it is funds the trucks that drive to addresses that no private company considers worth the trip. Your trash is someone else's lifeline, and the whole system runs on the willingness of JPMorgan Chase and every other company that sends direct mail to keep USPS to deliver things that most of the people will never read. So let's close this one out. I appreciate what the junk mail service and system has allowed the USPS to do, but that is not going to stop me from standing next to my recycling bin every time I check the mail, and I'm still going to throw away about 90% of it without looking. But the good news is that all of these marketing companies know that I'm going to do that, and they're still going to go ahead and send that junk mail. So the next time that you open a JPMorgan flyer or a pizza place or whatever that is, definitely go ahead and throw it away. But when you also get the letter from your grandma or maybe a Christmas card, just remember that, hey, what made this affordable for your family member to send was actually the thing that you threw away, which is the junk. So stay informed, stay curious, go write a letter, and we'll see you tomorrow.